If I get beaten shot, you still got time. You get spun on, you either heist, worst case...
CeeDee Mock isn't used to losing. He was a national champion when he wrestled at UNC, but he's convinced his team needed new assistant coach, Kerry Kolot. Assistant coach A.J. Grant said Kolot has brought a renewed mindset to the team.
Kerry's just really intense. He's every second of the practice, every move you hit should be a national championship quality move.
Even Mock thinks Kolot's training style may trump his.
The main reason that I brought Kerry here is because in order for this team to be successful, they have to believe. And I got to the point, quite frankly, last year where I felt like I can't do it. These guys aren't going to believe in me. They're not going to believe in my staff. They're not going to believe in our program because we haven't gotten it done in 5 years. And a lot of these guys have seen that. So, you know, what we need, I need to give them something to believe in. And every one of these guys know who's Kerry Kolot.
And Mock is hoping that Kolot's reputation will help him on the recruiting trail. But UNC has one other recruiting boost on the way, a new 1,000-square-foot wrestling facility.
Facilities have become a big part of recruiting, and it's hurt us a lot over the last 5 years.
But recruiting isn't in the forefront of Kolot's mind when he runs practice.
I wouldn't be down here coaching if I didn't think we were pushing to be a national championship team. Just being in the top 10 or the top 20 and having a good, solid, successful program is not enough.
It's a lofty goal for the Tar Heels, but team leaders said adding a champion like Kolot to the program is a good place to start. In Chapel Hill, I'm Mark Thompson.